I've been re-listening to the year 2014, even though there's no time, I know. But the Memorex of 2014 archive. And,
nice.
And
all this recorded.
Yes, it's been great.
But even then, just listen to it and go with it, but don't get all tangled up in that mess. That'll get you messed up too. Just go slow with it. It's literal. Don't say, oh, esoterically, Ion said this, but esoterically, Ion really meant this. When we said blue or blow, if we say she blows the chauffeur, then she blows the chauffeur. That's what we said.
Oh, you said that to me.
Yeah, we know. We know. Blow the chauffeur.
Not
That's what we know.
Not in 2014.
We don't know about all that. See, there's no time. So, yeah. Now we're negotiating, you see.
So when you said blow the chauffeur to me, you're encouraging me and reminding me to take you literally?
Yes, but do you know what a chauffeur is?
Somebody that drives people around?
No, we are literal, darling. There's your rub. Next thing you know, you'd have something very nasty in your mouth.
Okay, I'll look it up then. Let's look
up the chauffeur. They always blow it. Or Yom Kippur and at Rosh Hashanah.
First definition of a chauffeur, a person employed to drive a private automobile or limousine for the owner.
Wrong. That's not the word.
I don't know any other chauffeurs. Is it spelled S-H-O-W-F-E-F-U-R?
Okay, try this. Capital. S-H-O-F-A-R.
An ancient musical horn made of a ram's horn. Used for Jewish religion. Well, I mean, I'm not going to know to take you literally if I don't know which word you're saying, if it sounds the same.
Bob, have we ever said take us literally? We've never said that before, huh?
Yes, you have. You say you're very literal.
What? No, not us, Bob. We can't be literal. Don't accuse us of that. Don't drag us into your mess. This is your mess, Bob. It's not our mess. You don't be dragging us along in your little...
I'm super metaphorical. You're literal. You're always bragging about it.
You're
even Alyssa's listening to enough.
Terrible.
Right, Alyssa? He's always literal. He's always saying,
I take us
literally.
That's what I've heard, yeah. We are literal is what you say.
Yeah.
Maybe that's different
taking
you literally.
Yeah. Yeah, now nothing you can do then. I guess better go with it then, okay?
Sorry. Okay, let's
for the look.
Let's get back to this because this is interesting. So, S-H-O-F-A-R. A chauffeur, Hebrew, pronounced, I don't know how to pronounce that. Can you say the Hebrew?
Chauffeur. Chauffeur.
Okay. Is an ancient musical horn made of a ram's horn used for Jewish religious purposes. Like the modern bugle, the chauffeur lacks pitch-altering devices. All pitch control is done by varying the player's embouchure. I don't know that word.
Good word.
Am I saying it right? Embouchure?
Close.
Embouchure is the use of facial muscles and the shaping of lips to the mouthpiece of woodwind instruments and the mouthpiece of a brass.
You're making it hot.
The word is of French origin and is related to the root bouche for mouth.
Fermez la bouche.
Uh-huh. The chauffeur is blown in a synagogue service on Rosh Hashanah and at the very end of Yom Kippur. It is also blown
every week. Well, look at that. Have you been reading the Wikipedia? We didn't
say
that
already. Yes, I'm reading it right
now. So now, Bob, she's reading the Wikipedia, and we just said it. So what time we said it, does that mean it came from Wikipedia? Or how does that work?
When did you refer to Rosh Hashanah? Was that earlier today?
To you in this conversation.
So you're bringing up blow the chauffeur, which is something you said to me earlier. It doesn't matter when, but you said that to me already. And now I'm getting to know what you actually meant by that. Let's go back to when you first told me that. You also brought up the was it the taxometer? Do you know what I'm talking about?
We do.
Is it taximeter? Is that better? Is that a better...
All is recorded.
See? Okay. All right.
It might have been the turning taxons.
Maybe it was. No, I think it was...
It was.
The... It was turning taxons?
Yeah.
So that's what you were referring to when you said taximeter last time when you brought up the chauffeur?
Do.
Well, I see how I took what you said then in that first conversation and how I chose to act in certain ways based on that fun of interpreting that in a certain way. And now I'm getting to get another meaning, or is this the official meaning of what you were talking to me about?
It'll change. Bob says it changes like the wind.
Yeah, right, it does.
That's
okay.
What Bob says, but we don't know. Just, if you're down to listening to Bob, you're pretty much in a bad shape anyway. So,
so at the very end of Yom Kippur, and is also blown every weekday morning in the mouth of Elul, running up to Rosh Hashanah. What is mouth of Elul? That's interesting.
What about counting of the Omer?
Yeah, that's the original conversation. You brought up the counting of the Omer.
Yay, we are together. That's so good. We love it when it comes together, when it syncs up. Because sometimes we say that and we go, I don't even know what you're talking about. We don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah, we don't know.
And the counting of the Omer, is that syncing up with where my meat sack body is in relation to
in relation to
my cells and the barley effect? Okay.
Yeah, the baraku.
Okay.
The baraku.
Baraku? Can you spell that? B-A-R?
Look it up.
Google is not giving me much. Is it English?
It might be Hebrew.
From the root bar-ar-ku, Hebrew name meaning lightning. Is that what you're referring to?
No.
Will you please spell bar-ar-ku in
Hebrew? The blessing.
Bar-ar-ku blessing? This says B-A-R-A-K-A. Baraka. I'm having trouble finding Baraku. Baraku.
Okay, we got to move
Baraka
on.
Baraka is Arabic.
We'll come back to you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, we can't just wait around too much while you look up stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
Because
okay,
otherwise
good.
They'll accuse you of reading out of the Wikipedia.
That's already happening. that's obvious. Thank you, Ian. I'll talk to you soon.
I'll wait.
Okay. All right. Are you there, Roxy?
Baruch.
Yes.
Okay, you want to get your questions in from your trip?
I want to ask about the Friday night.
Mr. Vino, this is so.
Yeah, my sister and my niece said I was talking to you on the Skype all night long, and they heard music and laughter, and I was sleeping.
It was
what
fun.
Were they listening to? Was that
well, they're
like,
always
they
listening. They think, see, that's their problem. They think they can hear. So it's okay.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What was going on? They heard this noise all night long, and Roxy perceived that she was asleep. What were this? Was her sister hearing?
Words.
From where?
Us.
And she thought it was happening to she thought it was, she was projecting it back at Roxy, but it was actually you talking to the sister.
Dude.
Why does she not recognize you're talking to her? She thinks it's being directed through Roxy. Why is that?
Why not? She's lost her power. She's just trying to figure out how to do it now.
I still feel very weird. I feel very different, and I've been dreaming about the castles.
You absolutely should feel different. You got a lot more power in you flowing through you than now.
And is there anything I can do to, like, balance myself, align or something?
Well, we'd like to say that, but no. You got to work through it. It's only a white knuckle fight until you get used to it. You'll have to get used to it.
Okay.
And you will. It's easy. It's not a big deal.
What about copper? Does that help?
Well, it would have, but not anymore.
Yes, because you said
when we were in the castle,
I need some dirt and grounding and...
It would help. It would have helped, but you transitioned to it now, or acquiesced to it. So you can get some, put a little bit around you, but, you know, if you have it in your copper pipes, it's enough.
Ian, you told her a week or so ago that she's going to be getting lots of anomalies as she regains her power. You said don't be offended by it. You're saying now, and you'll continue to say as she has these weird experiences, look at it as positive effects.
Well, if you get shocked with electricity, that's a positive effect. So, yeah, we're positive. It's shocking.
So that's the general message, Rox, is whatever's going to neat as part of this white-knuckle ride, you're going to have some weird experiences, but that's good.
It's Maybe. What you asked for.
Yeah, you asked for
it. If you recall.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You asked for it, you got it, Toyota.
Thank you. Yes, somehow I'm manifesting easily everything I want. I just noticed I was thinking about that before we started talking. And I look into this cross I was telling you about. It's called the Clavicula Salomonis, or the Cross of Constantine.
Constantine. Once a lotus opens, is it still a lotus?
Yes.
Okay, so are you.
That's something they have a lot in the paintings in Beauregard. I sent Bob a mail with the paintings. It's the key row, you call it? The X and the P? But it looks like a 3D cross.
There's a loop on it, the onk, like a onk.
Why weren't they using that in the Beauregard?
Because it's what matched the symbol they knew.
But what is that really about?
Warding off everything you don't understand must be an abomination of the devil.
Why... It is used by the Jesuits, also it's called the Clavicula Salomonis. What was the use Salomon gave to that symbol?
He just said he used to ward off the devil. It's a superstitious device.
Well, because if you didn't know what it was, everything was a product of a chiding of the devil or the dark world, and blah, 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 blah. We go as opposed to the light world, so we don't know. It's your very own maceration.
So they're putting the cross in the paintings as a sign of being protected.
Dude.
There you have it, Rox.
And then, of course, they use that as a hallowed symbol, the hallowed symbol, so you'd remember it. So when you bump into it now, you go, oh, yeah, I'm not offended by that. That's a hedge of protection. And there you go. There's the rub.
But they also usually put the Alpha and the Omega with this cross.
Yeah, what's the application?
F-E.
But the Alpha and Omega, does that mean the devil's work is never done?
No, it's loop to the loo, loop to the loo, my darling.
What'd you say, Rox?
Yes, at the end is the beginning, like in the Finnegan's Wake.
So what if it's beside the cross? Is it because evil keeps looping, or the protection of
evil? There's no evil. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, you're so good, you're bad. You're so bad, you're good.
Talking about evil, I also was talking to Bob about this picture where when we were in the restaurant in the Nicolas Flamel, in the mirror there is a picture that looks like the light are his horns. And his expression and he himself was behaving like a complete different person. What happened there?
Life.
His eyes look like very dark. And he even looks different in the pictures, like somebody else.
And even that changes. That changes, too. As well.
What number of Bob was that Bob? Who the evil Bob at that dinner?
63.
I thought there were only 11 Bobs.
What did he say?
63.
Oh, no. Oh, on the bad side, there's hundreds of bad Bobs. Those are just 11 of them.
I thought so.
Yeah. The one he went when he was tirading and running and screaming at all the waiters and running them off and throwing the food and it's just the wrong order and who do you think you are and you don't know who I am and I'll buy this place to burn this bitch to the ground. Yeah, that Bob, he was pretty tough, wasn't he?
That was Bob 63.
Poor Bob.
The Bob that says, "Do you want me to punch you in your face?" That Bob.
What?
I'll punch you in your face.
No, it was very gentlemanly. Like, he asked me if I wanted him to punch me in my face.
That's probably where the occupation, that's
oh,
where they started to change.
That's so nice.
Oh.
You know, yeah, that's so sweet. How could you despise a face like that, you know?
Well, thanks for bringing that
we're
up, Rox.
We're going to punch you.
That's good that you brought
however,
that up. So
however painful it was, we're very thankful to know. He's like Donald Trump. As long as we're talking about him, he doesn't really care what we say. As long as we're talking about him.
That's true.
Also, this little video I made with my cell phone. When I was doing the video, everything looked normal. And then when I uploaded, the colors are completely different. It looks blue and the clothes.
Yeah, we told you. We told you.
Look like brown.
The digitized chip body doesn't lie like your eyes. Them lying eyes y'all got terrible.
What happened there? Why are the colors different?
They're not different. They're what they really
we
are. You
blue.
Saw them. You saw them. You do. You do to us.
We look blue?
Yes, you're blue bloods.
Ah. Changed blood. So yeah, the video picked up what we actually were. Can you accept that, Rob? Can you believe that? Yeah,
oh, no.
Can you believe
you
that,
mean
Rob?
Your cell phones can tell if you're ascending or not? Oh, crap. Now, Carolyn, you got to say Big Pharma and the selfie stick makers.
There's also a lot of little lights floating around in some of the pictures.
Yeah, what are they?
Just archetypes.
That's interesting. Little lights are archetypes.
And sometimes there's like musical notes, actual physical musical notes. If you look at all the pictures, look at them again. You'll see things. Next time, it was like last time, but not this. Next time. You'll see. We made it funny. You'll see.
I also wanted to ask you about the restructure. The first week I was taking it, I got like very strong, all my clothes were very tight.
Nice.
My
good.
Muscles look like very big, like really marked, like if I'm doing
good.
Oops. Weightlifting.
Stop.
Or something.
Stop. You're making it good.
No, but now it's like I'm deflating. I feel like my clothes are normal again, but should I take just less?
No, well, one big scoop is good.
Okay.
So, Ian, why is that happening? Your muscles go up, you get big,
mm-hmm.
you think you're going to get bigger, and then you start shrinking a little bit. What's that about?
They don't
is that
shrink.
Normal?
It's not any of that. It's just balancing. It's called the muscles. If they stayed puffed out all the time, they would atrophy. Now, Dr. Dean will have to tell you what all that means and what it's about and the ramifications thereof. But you don't want it to atrophy. You want it to work in and out. And we want to get the balance, the lipids kicking so that they can move energy to the end muscles, strata, tendons, joints, muscles. Otherwise, we'll get it so tight that it'll snap bones.
That's a good answer, Carol.
We can take your hamstring muscle and break your bones.
No, but the restructure has to be distributed properly. If you're going to have a dynamite product, it's got to move about, like he says, so it doesn't cause broken bones and stuff. So you can expect your ligaments and things, muscles and that, to and do something when you take restructure.
Mm.
Right, Ion? That's what you're saying.
It'll do something.
Something
like that. Something.
Yeah, something like that. Like something like some
something.
Kind of tension
it'll
or something.
Something.
Some kind
it'll
of inflation.
It'll be something, and it'll be something. It'll inflate, and it'll go back to normal, and then it'll blow up, and then and it'll kill your pussy dead as a sack of hammers.
No, it makes sense. If you're going to have a dynamite product, who
it's a pussy
the protein
killer.
Powders
it's a pussy killer. It's a pussy killer.
Just relax a minute, Ian. I'm going to make a profound statement. All those protein powders out in the stupid GB stores, remember that, the green stores, whatever they're called, they don't have the problem of the thing expanding
GNC,
somebody's muscles
GNC.
And then shrinking because they don't do anything.
Yeah,
the doctor,
just
she's stunned. She has,
they're just
she has
bad.
To think about
they're just
this.
Bad. They're just bad.
No, I'm thinking,
way.
I mean, Ion, we really should have put the vibration of Pussycat's purring in restructure. I think that
the could
have solved everything.
Isn't that in the formula that we mule over it? Don't we have things mewling over it? And that's why they died? Maybe so. We don't know. We'll have to go to the home office in Omaha, Nebraska and see what it says.
Okay, well, very good question, Roxy. You got some more?
No, you can move on. Thank you.
How nice.
You want it, right?
That's the first time that's ever happened.
No, the thing is, I feel really weird. Like, it's not that I'm tired, but.
But I'm saying you are feeling powerful.
Yes.
That's a good feeling. Got to take it that way.
I'm just relaxed.
More than a feeling.
Yeah.
More than a feeling.
More than a feeling. Your ligaments are expanding and contracting, pulsing.
Ew, that's nasty talk. Talking nasty again. Do you kiss your mother with that potty mouth?
Sorry. Okay.
Yes, actually, I would like to ask you a lot about the genealogies, like also in the Berserk Castle. That was the husband of Diane of Poitiers, and they have on this
Poitiers.
On the ground.
Poitiers. Yes. Oui, très bien.
And they have these underground tunnels, and they say they're from the first century, but...
well, a little bit before that. To the river.
And why are they still there? Because in the other castles...
Because they didn't make them go away. They didn't take them... Well, they were smaller then.
Roxy,
they didn't have
Ian told us... one of the sessions you didn't hear, maybe when you had gone back to Berlin, that those underground tunnels we went to were for draining off flooding. That's all they were for. Right, Ion?
Yeah.
And they also had a big dovery for mailing. What was going on in that castle that they had so much correspondence?
What, you said dovery. What's that?
Do you remember the places where they put the...
Oh,
the
yeah, the pigeons. The pigeons.
A dovery.
A dovery. Ian, what was that
or
for?
Or rookery. I think it's a rookery.
What was that for, Ian? Just for pigeoning? Mailing?
It was for the rooks. It was for the rooks.
Were they a big, like, conspiracy communication network?
Yeah, it's like the Underground Railroad.
Now, there were so many boxes
That's where Glenn Beck got his start.
Yeah, conspiracy.
But, Ian, we were wondering, someone told me there that the pigeons only go where they're from. So you got to have...
That someone was myself.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Bean. Dr. Bean.
You'd be careful. He'll slap you in your face if you had, if he had you real nice.
But he'll ask me first.
Yeah, Dr. Bean said...
And this Bean thing, I refuse to be heard as Dr. Bean.
Just like you're combining the Doric and the Corinthian columns on the label, I'm saying Bob and Carolyn are coming together as Dr. Bean now.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Isn't that sweet?
It's poetry.
Yeah, it's poetry. So we're turning into a pun.
It's a food group. I hate it.
Yeah,
food
group. Oh.
Okay, all right, listen to this. Carolyn said that the pigeons go where they came from. So if you have pigeons, you have to mail to places all over France. You need pigeons from every area. Is that a fact that that's what the pigeons are limited to? They go where they came from and then come back.
So do you.
Okay, so that is the accurate explanation of the usefulness of a pigeon.
They know triangulation.
At the castle, they were trying to retrieve the monarchy after the revolution. So.
Well, sort of. They didn't do very good at it.
Hey, Rox, is that the castle with the bishop? Who, like, 300 years?
Yes.
You know what?
The portraits of Marie Antoinette and also...
Right.
The
now, my theory I told you then was that he found out that Marie Antoinette and those other people that he celebrated had not died. And he was so impressed with that, he said, all this other crap that's going on in the 19th century is nothing compared to the fact these people are still alive. So he became a fanatically, you know, devoted to building that memorial to them. That's why he did it. Correct, Ian? Ian?
Yes?
Okay, I'll take that as an answer. Yes, you're agreeing with me that that's what the bishop was celebrating.
No, you called us. You called us and we said yes.
Oh, you're so clever. So I was saying the bishop
you
was celebrating...
Rang?
I called, yes. I rang. So the bishop was celebrating. I'll play the tape you recorded.
All is recorded. All is recorded.
Yeah, and you said... So my theory got validated, Roxy. I don't usually get that satisfaction.
Yeah, he doesn't get it often. We don't like riling in it. The reason we don't like getting into it is because we're going to hear it from till Jesus comes back now. Actually done it one time in this whole eternity so far.
Anyway.
Oh, I also wanted to ask you, we were in the Saint-Germain church, the oldest church in Paris, and every time we went into the church, there was a mass. And we attended mass.
Yeah, it was massive.
And I was about to cough when the priest gave me the...
Oh, don't do that. You're spitting in his face. He's spitting in his face. Yeah, don't do
yes,
that.
Yes, but I took it with my hand, and he was very angry, like, why aren't you eating the thing?
No,
where
you're supposed
you
to put it in your mouth.
But she was coughing.
You're supposed to open your mouth. They're supposed to open your mouth and put it in. Anyway, did they do it by intinction, or did they let you sip out of the cup?
No, they put it usually in the mouth. But I took it with my hand.
No. Did they let you sip out of the cup?
No.
Infidel, heathen.
And then also he stopped the mass in a very weird way. Usually it goes longer, and he just stopped. He said, today I'm going to let you pray longer, and he left.
Was he disturbed because I was in the house, Ion?
Yeah, they didn't have time to line the windowsills with tinfoil, Bob.
So he just left.
So they got out quick before it blew.
You never suspected that, Roxy, that I caused the guy's panic.
Well, they normally have time to put tinfoil to line it all out.
Hey, was that the St. Eustache Cathedral, Rox?
Yeah, the Saint-Germain, the Pre, I think it's called.
No, oh, I thought it was the St. Eustache.
They have great salads at Houston's.
So, Rox, are you saying the St. Eustache... Saint-Germain-des-Pré, or both? Both names apply?
No, I think it was Saint-Germain-des-Pré, the church. And then behind was this abbey.
We went to St. Eustache first Sunday night, right? After the cemetery.
Yeah.
that first big, the biggest one in Berlin. What was that?
No, that's the Eustache Stack.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying Eustache, Eustache, Eustache.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that wasn't where this mass happened. You're right, that was the second place. Okay, Germaine Dupré. All right, thank you.
Dupré.
All right, are you satisfied? She's trying to figure out what the hell happened there.
Just me, the blah, 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 blah.
She wants to know if the priest was actually reacting to me or was there something else going on, Aya?
There was lots going on, but he was specifically reacting to you and your ridiculousness.
I've never stood at a mass before.
Well, it was a
sacrament. Yeah, but you didn't even go up and take the sacrament. I did.
Carol's not even a Catholic. You're not allowed to do that, Carol. You could get arrested, man. You're not allowed to fucking...
So I think I disrupted it. I think all five of us disrupted it.
It was for a good
cause. I was shocked
though.
At Carol going up there. She was so much a tourist. I'll try anything. But she walked up into the mass.
Why not?
I wouldn't do that. I have respect for their ritual.
Ritual?
No, you didn't
rich.
Want
they,
something from his dirty hands.
Oh, that's a factor, too.
They were dirty. They were dirty.
Okay.
That's why they had to give you the left hand of fellowship. Because they also don't have toilet paper either, so there you go.
Jeez.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, what did you just say, Rox?
How come that church has been a temple for so long before it was a nicest temple? And it's like
why
the
not?
Oldest church.
Why not?
Well, it's attributed to Saint Germain, so maybe.
Okay, did Saint Germain build that, Ion?
Or does he attend mass there sometimes?
Sometimes, but it's kind of a glib, cliched archetype now, you see.
So he did build it? He was part of the building instructions?
Financed it, yes.
Was I involved with it?
We can't say.
You asked us to go to the abbey that is behind. Why was that?
Yeah, we went to the building next door.
It ushered in the day.
That was the way we ushered in?
Yeah, so you can see its beginnings.
We went there and it was relatively closed, but was it enough that we just went there and looked at the outer wall and doors?
Yep, that was enough. It's a good thing you didn't go in. You torn that shit up, too, like you did everything else. Nothing left in the fall.
No, but actually,
nothing
after we went to the house Bob used to work when he was young.
Yes.
So what does, like, a type of preparation for him?
Sort of.
Face that?
Face that. He hasn't faced anything. He hasn't even faced Carolyn. We're working on that. That's in the primer. We got a rudiment we're working through. We'll probably get to that next week. Bob's going to face things, Carolyn. Bob, we're going to make Bob face things, Carolyn.
You also said his presence in each of these places was like erasing history or things that were done there.
Well, you can't erase history because there's not any. So you can nullify it. That's good. You change it. That's good. But you can't erase it.
I nullified a lot of France.
So he just changed the timeline?
What, Ian? Did you say bang?
Basically.
Oh, and I was trying to look into the Deutsche Bank information, and
they're gone.
The web pages are not to be found.
There it goes.
Well,
the last poor Deutsche Bank, we knew them well.
They put up the sign saying they're moving. That's a lie, eh?
Yeah, they're moving out. 10,000 jobs gone.
Yeah, they don't say they're closing. They just say they're moving somewhere else.
Well, they are. And what we're hoping is that we move all those people into America and so they can have a job, because Donald Trump's going to get them all a job, because all the jobs are coming back here, because they're going to let everybody bring all their money back here. So when that happens, they can all come here and get worse jobs. So that'd be good.
But at this point, they're moving with no forwarding address.
So far. But, you know, we said this some time ago and talked about it, but we didn't try not to make a big to-do about it because we had to give them a chance to people to get out. But the important ones did, but everybody else can just straggle. You know, they'll say, oh, no, we're just fine. That the actual newscast, the radio broadcast was, there is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl, when Chernobyl blew.
And that happened with Deutsche Bank.
Yeah,
okay, well, that's really good, Rocky.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that, I understand why you talk from the beginning a lot of about the economy, because that's like the big reset of the environment when they...
It has to. That's the point. That's why people who hate Donald Trump are having problems, because he doesn't hate them back. He's just going to replace them. His own Republicans are shooing him and saying, I can't support you. And he says, good, you're going to go. You're going to be looking for a new job. Well, it's a good thing you don't control the law in this country. He said, that's right, because you'd be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Lock her up, okay. Lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up.
Thank you very much, mon amour.
super sugar love.
Hey, Rocky wants to bury your children, Ion. Are you game?
We're not as good as we ever were. They don't have children. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I just checked it. Just checking. Okay, very good. That's that. Now we got a whole bunch of people lined up.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Yeah, hasta la bye-bye. Okay, well,
bye-bye.
Let's see what Bert has to say. Go ahead, Bert.
Greetings, Ion.
Hey.
Roxanna said that she was feeling weird lately, and I would say for the last short bit here, I have also. Is that something related, or is that different?
Yes, you've been feeling weird.
I've sort of associated this with a feeling that I've had a while ago, right before embarking on a creative endeavor. Is that a similar sensation, or is it something different?
Not quite the same, similar, but close.
My thought is that I wouldn't be having, at this point, after the length of my engagement or after engaging, I wouldn't have the same sort of experience before a creative endeavor. Would that be accurate?
This is recorded, and when you go back and listen to that, if you can tell us what in the hell you just said, you're brilliant. You're absolutely beyond brilliant, because if you might have done what you could have done, if you did it, would that be the same doing that you did that you done? No, it would be a new, different done that you just did, because you did done the done that you just know. D, do, da. Yeah, zippy. Yeah, so there you go.
Well, the reason I was asking was it seems like something I've experienced before, but I didn't know if it was specifically related to the same outcome before it was a creative work. So,
see this? Here we go, right back where we were. If you did something you already did that you know you might have done, the thing that was done was a different kind of endeavor. But it was the same as it was the last time I didn't do it the right time, the right way. So this time it's not an endeavor, so is it better? See, are we pitching or catching?
I appreciate that, but I can't really engage that response, so I'll listen to that again.
We know, we're trying to engage it right now, because it's kind of like, what the hell? If we do what you didn't do that you knew that you were going to do, did you do it? No. Yes. Is it like the last time you didn't do it? No. It's similar, but it's not exactly the same as it was the last time I didn't do it. Well, as far as not doing it, how was it this time better than last time? Well, we're not sure. That's what you're asking. And we're going, huh? Okay. Get Bob. Maybe Bob can save you.
Well, this is a thing that, and let me ask this. People who engage in creative pursuits would sometimes have this experience of a different experience, maybe in their own words, sort of a heaviness, or maybe the thoughts weren't coming, or some unique experiences, and they would know that as a sort of marker or hallmark that they were about to, I guess, give birth to something or release something. So,
like a nervous breakdown.
Is that the it's definitely for me. It's a heaviness, and my thoughts aren't as clear or forthcoming. And whatever words you want to give to it,
I'm kind of like nail, the way you're describing this experience. Oh, well, that's
right.
A great example. You nailed it. You nailed this one, buddy. You, Timmy Day, you got this one tore up. Yeah, you're on the money. Now, that's good.
I'm often at a loss for words, Ian, as to what I'm experiencing during this.
Well, and that's why it's interesting, because you're asking us, if you listen to what you're asking us, is this the same thing you didn't do the last time you didn't do it? And we're like, well, how would you know?
Well, I'm recognizing this as a precursor to something I'm about to do.
Because it feels like something you've already not done before, previously.
Okay. I will take your words for that.
No, that's what you said. That's why then we can't quite answer you, because it's like we're trying to figure out what the fuck you're trying to say, because it's like, what? Okay. Yes, it's like what you didn't do the last time. It's similar, but not exactly. But had you done it, you would have known that you had did it, because you would have already done it. It would have been a done, not a do, a done, did it, yeah. Whew. Okay.
Well, it's soon to be a do done, a done did.
Good, done. That's what you've already completed, a done, yes. Good, okay, good. That's good.
I'd like to get back to this subject, but since we're asking about previous experiences,
Is this experiences that you've actually done, or ones that you think you've done or didn't do, to be clear? Because there's other things you didn't do that you are going to have feelings about. So if you're talking about those things, that's going to be another predicated position that you're going to engage, if you include all the things that aren't done.
Is there something that I am going to do that I will have feelings about that you have some you can share some words on?
Yes.
Does it have to do with my writing, or does it have to do with something else I engage?
Paula.
Is this an individual that I will encounter, or is this someone that I will be writing about, or both?
What's the difference?
Have I written about Paula, or will I be writing about her before I encounter her?
Here it goes again.
If I did write about
her, would she be the one that I wrote about, that I'm going to write about? Did I already going to, or did I pick the next
one?
If there was a participle here, we would both be in trouble. If there was a participle, we would both be in trouble. I would have come if I'd have known.
All right, let me ask this, because we're on this subject. You and Bob have gone to great lengths, basically, to dismantling my impression of the written word, the writing, the printed word, the phonetic alphabet.
Excellent. And now you're lost in that danger, Will Robinson. Yes.
I've written a lot. For example, on dupes, to the point where that ended or trickled off, slowed down, and I don't feel the compulsion to do that as much.
You weren't trying to tell them something. You ran out of things to say that they weren't listening to.
Okay, so that's the distinction. The service in writing for myself is just the joy in creating something and having that fun. Maybe the disservice in the writing media is trying to tell somebody something. Is that an accurate differentiation?
Yeah, we don't know why you'd ever want to, but yeah, that's the distinction.
To tell anybody anything.
That's correct. We don't.
Okay.
We don't like it. We say no. We say figure it out. We say key yourself. We say it's over.
That's the authority side, correct?
Maybe. It shifts. It waxes. It wanes. It's like the chia pet Donald Trump. It grows. Chia.
The chia head grows, but are you saying that the authority grows or the writing grows? What does
yes,
it get to you?
All of it. It's ambiguous.
I mean, I wouldn't be. I'm not worried about it because I don't feel the need to be telling people their business, for example. So I don't feel I would be getting tangled up in something like that. That's not my intention.
Good.
Was that the falling of the Pharisees and the scribes?
They're still falling, but yes. Babylon also has fallen.
And that's not the track that I'm interested in. It's something that I would just enjoy engaging. And something you said to Bob earlier, too, my compulsion to write as much has gone down, but you said Bob's also sort of talked himself out, but now that he said everything, his words are now falling on rocks.
Yeah, and it kills pussies, too.
You said that Bart's writing would lead some people to kill themselves. I think you said that to Chad.
Yes. And we're happy about that part.
You are.
But of course.
The people that would suicide, I'm basically fulfilling sort of their pleasure in that regard?
Certainly.
Or their bliss, allowing them to achieve their bliss?
Certainly, 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 certainly.
I'm taking your words to heart that you mentioned to Alyssa earlier, which is that this is a game and you can ask, but you don't necessarily want to have all the answers because then it sort of takes the fun out of it. And so that's also my approach here.
Yes, good.
So I don't want to press too much, and I would like to allow this to just unfold.
No, you're okay. Let it become. It's becoming all right. You're doing okay.
Okay.
You know, it ain't nobody hurt.
Hey, Bert, before you go on. Hey, Huckleberry, if you want to ask on a question, tell me whether you're on the phone or not. I posted it on the chat line. Okay, back to you, Bert.
As I've been considering it, my writing would be more, I guess, fantasy, but it would be reality as the two are merged or merging, and not necessarily a document about Iandom, although that it's not to say that that may not end up becoming somewhat like that.
Sounds like a horror story.
Is that why you drew my attention from season 3 to season 5 of American Horror Story, or part of it? I'll have to watch that again.
You had to get to the Roanoke Nightmare.
Yeah, I've just started watching that. Okay.
See,
hey,
Kathy
Ion,
Bates is just wonderful.
In the series called The Black Mirror, or just, maybe it's just Black Mirror, a couple of years ago, 2013 maybe, they had they had 3 episodes per season. So the 3rd episode in the 2nd season was called The Waldo Moment. It seemed to predict the Trump phenomenon. If you know what I'm talking about, is that what it did? Did it come close?
A lot of things.
The Waldo
have.
Moment.
Yeah, that's
a lot
what Nostradamus said too. Yeah, with the trumpet.
All right, go back to you, Bert. Bert?
Okay. So, Ion,
bad
you...
Bad robot.
Bad robot. J.J. Abrams.
Westworld.
Okay, that one just started. That's another one I intend to watch. Oh, well, that's Bad Robot. Okay.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Okay.
It'll be bigger than Game of Thrones.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Your conversations with us recently have also covered J.R.R. Tolkien and Forgotten Realms.
The Lord of the Rings.
So those are fantasy authors or authors that I sort of...
Oh?
Have they or we created those worlds and creatures from the writing?
If you can tell us what pulp fiction means...
Okay.
Well, you're saying okay, but just go ahead and do it.
Just do Pulp Fiction or give you the definition?
Give us a definition.
Okay.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction. Boy, the writer's all about it today, isn't he?
Pulp Fiction, magazines, short stories presented in a magazine format, printed on cheaply made wood pulp paper.
Ah. Like Dobstown.
The term pulp derives from the cheap wood pulp paper on which the magazines were printed. Okay, so going further, pulps were the successors to the penny dreadfuls. They were successors to the Penny Dreadfuls, dime novels, and short fiction magazines of the 19th century.
Bob remembers those. He starred in many of those.
Many respected writers wrote for pulps. The magazines were best known for their lurid, exploitative, and sensational subject matter. Modern superhero comic books are sometimes considered descendants of hero pulps.
Like Donald Trump.
That conversation was brought up a little bit last night. You like talking about Trump. All right, so...
It's a meme. It's a meme that's made. The meme is made the meme. He made the meme. Bob made the meme, and now the meme is. So why wouldn't we speak about the most important thing that's happening today?
The meme would be the sort of quadrophenic representation that Trump is.
If you know what xenophobia is, maybe, but if you don't, maybe not.
Isn't xenophobe a fear of are you saying, now are you referring to Trump's status, his half Nephilim status? Oh boy. So the party is kind of just getting started.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay.
Bob said it. There's nothing we could do. Bob said it. There's nothing we could do. What could we do? Bob said it. Nothing we could do.
So this... all right, let me ask this in relation to this, the writing. I had these experiences in Florida. That while I was down there, there was sort of this spate of public intercourse going on. People just sort of in parking lots.
What?
And, on the beach and on up against vehicles.
This,
just having...
There are children... There are children listening to this show. You need to. Do you kiss your mother with that potty mouth? You can't say that on the radio.
They can be about the naughty word.
They already say. Well, there's not a 7-second delay. The studio audience is taped. How are we going to do that? How can you not hear that? Here, that Lord suffering kid. Okay. They're sitting.
Bob said this is a family show, so I have to get this out.
It's going to take $25,000 every time you do it. But okay, go ahead. All right.
I mentioned this to Bob, and he told me to ask about this, but there was even a city bus driver who, while driving the city bus, pulled over to pick up a prostitute. Was that sort of a maynad action happening while I was there?
That's just normal. It's normal living. A lot of people do that. Dogs and cats lay together. Yeah, things like that happen. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty impressive.
You're still a little backed up, though, so you can't blame it on all that.
No comment.
Don't want to talk? Can't got your tongue? That's so funny.
It'd be
funnier if it wasn't so sad. But
I know. I know. You're just... you're constantly on my mind, Ion. You're always there.
And you're still not woman enough to take my man.
These pulp novels spawned into what they say are the superhero comics, but as I was reading something on the memes that sort of influence people, there was an author who had written a superhero comic or comic books with the intention of the reader becoming a superhero or something to that effect.
Yeah, it mutes. It mutates. And they do. That's actually what really happens. Nobody could run a 4-minute mile until somebody did. Now everybody can. How's that?
Okay.
He said, okay, but that's how that works. That's how you ascend. Nobody told y'all you could ascend. You were waiting on somebody to say, yes, okay, you go ahead and ascend. Then you can. But nobody did. And then they didn't until they did. And then when they did, they didn't tell anybody else because they could give a flip about what anybody else thought about it. They were ascended, for Pete's sake. They weren't interested in what somebody else thought about their ascension. They're like, fuck you, buddy. Uh-oh, there it is again. That's another $25,000. Y'all better get the money checked right, bub.
Even though this whole notion of the Tower of Babel being raised and or
Babel,
falling. And
Babel.
Tower
Babel,
of Babel.
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 And
that's the end of the Quoker Quadrant. Babel.
In what way is that the end of the Quoker quadrant? I'm sorry.
Ah, we made you say it like we say it because that's the meme. the meme is completed. When the meme is completed, then it's obfuscated. And once it's obfuscated, then it's exposed. The emperor indeed is strapped buck-ass naked. Now you know, just so everybody knows.
Even though you and Bob have gone at great lengths and with McLuhan at pointing out the disservices of the printed word.
Who?
Well, Bob, you and Bob, I'll say.
McLuhan, what is he talking about, Bob? What does McLuhan think? He's dead, isn't he?
I think he is, and Bob might have buried him.
Oh, well, now that doesn't surprise us. Okay, yeah, we probably got something going on there. We'll have to call Joy Behar and see what she thinks about it.
Hey, Bert, Ian told me a few years ago that McLuhan never got to the guff because I kept holding him back. I guess, you know,
I remember that.
Talk
to him. Yeah. But I think just as far as your offices, they've been, whatever term you want to use, obsolete, and now it's...
They're orifices. The holy orifices. They are the holy orifices. Don't you... Bob, this person's never read your shit. This is ridiculous. They're holy orifices.
And has Bob filled all the holy orifices? Or completed them?
He's right here. You can ask him.
Have you completed them?
Well, just 30 minutes ago, I just got an email from Mae Brussel's daughter.
Aww.
And she's talking about getting me in touch with where Mae Brussel's archives are and see if I can reacquire them. So the Brussels Quadrant is calling me right now. So I don't know if that means Mae Brussel's obsolete.
So they're still in your Rolodex.
We know that. What?
They're in your Rolodex still.
Yes.
He's the only person alive that remembers what a Rolodex actually is.
Okay, I got sidetracked here.
It's not so. It's not so. It can't be so.
I'm still engaging writing. Is it possible that I could write something and there would be a new effect in someone's experience that hasn't heretofore been?
It happens.
Okay.
It happens on CNN every day.
What about something outside what someone would consider the normal range of experiences?
CNN does it every day.
Can you give an example of CNN doing that for somebody who's watching?
They said pussy on CNN in front of everybody.
So it's just stating that, but...
Have you ever heard pussy being said on CNN before?
I haven't, but that's a different... Okay, so that's a different...
No, it isn't. They boldly went where no one had been before. They even put it under the subscribing. They typed out pussy, too. It's unbelievable. It's unheard of. It's over. The Android meme is getting fucked.
Okay, Bert, we're wrapping up you.
Bob's laughing because he knows it's the soul. The soul.
What's that, a name of a person? The soul?
No, it's so. So. It is for real.
It is so. Okay.
It is so. So. A needle pulling thread. Genuine. Sewed up. All sewed up. Yep. Oh,
okay,
and guess
so
what?
Gonna...
After all this, he's fondled women, and he's done all kinds of things, but guess what? He's within the margin of error as far as dead even. And they said he was going to be killed because he was so right. But now he's winning. So sad. Nothing we can do.
All right, well, I appreciate your new insights on Trump and also the writing, Ian.
Keep writing the right. Because it's right to write. It's right to write. Right?
And I'm going to watch... I'm watching American Horror Season 5 and 6 and Westworld. Is there something else that you might you would suggest I engage, written or...
Did you watch The Messengers?
I did watch the entire season, but I can watch that again.
It didn't take long, no. Did you get something out of it? That's the point.
I got a lot out of it.
Tell us. He's finally got a meme that's interesting, Bob.
I got that they were all becoming aware of who and what they were.
So are you.
that
they had an early onset purpose that was driving, so do you. They didn't have a clue what they could do or couldn't do, so do you. And it kind of, it does quite build, doesn't it?
Now, you've said that those who are ascending or ascended have all of the spiritual gifts or all of these abilities, and it seemed that they had, were only starting with one. Were they just starting and would culminate with that one, or is that just their coming into their knowing through that one?
They had to know it. It's like the roller coaster. They had to figure out, let it go, let it go, let it go. If they got it all at once, it was overwhelming them.
Yeah.
Then they realized they weren't all together. They had the power, but then it was depleting them. You know, they were the doctor one that when they would heal people was dying because they
right.
weren't all put together, sort of. And then it rubs, and there you go. But once they're all together, once you have all your power back in one poop, then you're good.
Okay, so they were rolling with it that way until they got the you and you together. Is that the same?
It's a bad metaphor, but yeah.
Is there something else in that?
What's the topic that you've just
the
done?
TV show The Messengers.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Ian's asking what I got out of that, and I got out of that that they were people coming into their awareness, coming into the knowing of their power, and Ian said that, for example, they like the person who would make people well by laying hands on them, she would become unwell for a period or briefly, and that was them being put together or coming together. And I asked if that was the you and you coming together, and Ian said it was a bad analogy, but that's basically the case.
Did Ian say the Quaker quadrant or Croker quadrant a little while back?
I said Quaker, but I can't remember if Ian said Croker or Quaker.
Quaker. It's either Croker or Quaker.
Quaker.
Which did you say Quaker, Ian, rather than Croker?
We said both.
All right. Are you finished there, Bart?
Is there anything else in the messengers that I should notice?
When was it over?
Well, there was an event that caused basically the...
It keeps happening and happening and happening and happening and happening. This thing of ascension keeps happening and happening and happening and happening. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, it goes around again. It goes around again. It goes around again. Again, again, again. That's where you rub till you get it. You rub it till you rub one out. You rub it till you rub one out.
Okay, good, Bart.
Okay.
That's plain and simple for you. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, Ian.
No participles were dangled in the making of this performance.
Thank you.